Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of Rob Has a Podcast. I am Rob Cisternino alongside Nicole Cisternino.
Hello.
Nicole, and happy morning after the finale day. The Survivor One World winner has been crowned. The dust has settled, and now there's nothing left to do than talk to the final five women from Survivor One World. It's ladies' night, Nicole.
Oh, ladies' night. Five, your favorite.
The five ladies left from Survivor One World, and we have them all here on one big podcast.
Wowzer.
Wowzer is correct, Nicole. So we're going to start off, we're going to talk to the winner of Survivor One World. We're going to talk to Kim Spradlin.
So we're starting with Kim?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we do it.
Okay.
I don't want to bury the lead.
All right.
Then we're going to talk with Sabrina Thompson.
Very nice.
We'll talk with Chelsea.
Ooh.
We're going to talk to Alicia and Christina. They'll be on one call together, I've been told.
Okay.
Okay? So we're going to get to everybody today. And so sit back, relax. We got about an hour or so of Survivor interviews coming your way. And if you want to, one last time, go ahead, and if you were happy with the Survivor podcast you've been hearing all season long, go ahead, give us 5 stars on iTunes over the next hour or so.
Yeah, and leave a nice comment.
If you want.
Yeah, no, you should.
You should. Okay, so, and then at the end of the show, we'll tell you what's coming up over the next few months on Rob as a Podcast.
And that's it for Survivor One World.
That's going to be it for Survivor One World.
Kind of sad.
Well, a little sad. All right, but don't be sad, because we are going to talk to the winner of Survivor One World, Kim Spradlin, right about now.
Ooh, excited.
Hello, is this Kim Spradlin?
Yeah, this is Kim. What's
Kim,
up,
you're
Rob?
You're on with Rob and Nicole. Kim, congratulations.
Congrats.
Yay, hi. Great, Kim, thanks, guys.
We're very excited to be talking to you. Oh, my God.
Are you?
It's like the new greatest Survivor player of all time.
Oh, God. So I'll try to wow you with my dazzling personality.
Too late. You already did.
Okay.
Kim, I'm worried you're going to manipulate us or lead us, get us to do things we don't want to do.
If you only knew what I have planned for you right now.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, watch out, Nicole. Now, Kim, you were amazing and dazzling all season long. How much of a Survivor watching background had you had before coming on the show?
You know, quite extensive. I've seen almost every season. I mean, there's just a couple that I've missed. One of them I was out of the country for. But I would consider myself a pretty big fan of the show.
Yeah. And what made you decide now to come on the show after all this time?
I think it's one of the things that I never really thought I would actually do. You know, you sit around and say, oh, I should apply. I should go do this. And then I never sent a video in. So the first one I sent in, they called me back like 2 weeks later. And it was kind of surreal the whole time.
Well, there you go. You know, Kim, I was like trying to second guess you like most of the season. I felt good about your chances all season long, but I kept looking for things that maybe you were screwing up along the way so I could blog and
He's
podcast. And like midway through
I know,
the show.
I saw it.
Midway through,
I followed you closely the whole season.
Yes, and likewise. But like midway through the finale, I'm like, it doesn't even matter what she does anymore. She's going to win no matter what. When did you come to that same realization?
You know, it's funny. After the live finale show, I felt really good about how that had gone. I was surprised that people weren't angrier, walked away feeling really good. And then I went home and totally freaked myself out the whole season thinking that Sabrina 5-4. People are not very clear about how they voted or who voted where. And I really was actually incredibly nervous sitting there last night. I had a 50-50 feeling. So I was really relieved to not hear her name called out 5 times.
Were you surprised at all that the other players never really seemed to be targeting you that much? It seemed like your name never really came up from anybody to say, hey, we got to get rid of Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those funny things to watch back, because at the time, it makes sense, or it made sense, and I know why they weren't targeting me, because I feel like I had really intentionally said, I'm kind of boring, they're never going to play one of my confessionals, you know, and so I think that was definitely a big part of what was going on out there. I'd been really trying to downplay myself from day one, all day long, any chance I got, and I think that they definitely bought it. the girls that I was still playing with at the end.
Oh, they bought it. Yeah.
They certainly did.
Did any of the other women besides Chelsea know that you had the hidden immunity idol? Did you, like, parlay that at all? Like, hey, don't even think about voting for me. I've got the idol.
No, never. I never told anyone. And it kind of became one of those things a lot of people have asked me today. You know, what did you do to the idol? Why didn't you pull it out at Final Tribal Council? And I thought about doing that, you know, when I was going to sit down at the end. I thought about making that a part of my speech, but it kind of just felt like kind of cocky. I don't know, like salt in the wound to the people that I had betrayed. It's like, and I lied to you about this. How do you feel about that? So I thought it might just be better to not mention that.
Okay. Speaking of salt in the wound, last night Troyzan stood up, and he had a question for you, and he wanted to know basically at what point did you decide that you were going to vote against him?
Right.
And you said when we voted out Jonas, did you ever get the sense over the weekend what was the answer he was looking for?
No, you know, I never thought to ask, and I don't think that we have the kind of relationship that he would want to tell, you know, until after last night. I know that after I answered that question at Final Tribal Council, Jonas and Jeff both told me, we think you answered that right, and so I kind of thought I did. I don't think if I had read Troy's Mind Out Live in front of anyone, I could have gotten his vote that night. I feel like he was a vote for Sabrina no matter what. But I'll have to ask him sometime what the answer to that question was, because I obviously didn't get it right.
Okay, I think that's fair. What was it really? I mean, when you guys switched and, you know, they switched it up and you were with Jay and Troyzan and you were the new, Solani, right?
Right.
So at that point, were you saying like, oh, I'm going to mislead these guys and take advantage of the situation? Or was it more of a fluid thing?
You know, it was an options thing. I think I never wanted to sit at the end with Jay and Troy, mostly because particularly Jay, it's like he gets my vote, you know. They were just so likable and so charismatic and cool people. Everybody liked those guys. And so I didn't want to sit at the end with them, but I also didn't want to, I thought, you know, if they became the dominant alliance and they saw me as a weaker player, they could take to the end. I wanted to keep that option open in case I ended up in more of a Troyzan position versus where I did in the game, you know.
Yeah. You know, Kim, we said last night that we thought that this may have just been the most dominant game that was ever played by a female Survivor competitor. I mean, do you have any sort of a historical perspective on what you did? Not to be sucking too many kneecaps of you at this point, but I think it was up there. I think you might have been the only alpha female in the history of the show to ever win this.
Like wow. Rob.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm a big Boston Rob fan, and I have a hard time.
Well, he's not a girl.
Boston Rob.
I did. I'm talking as a female, an alpha female.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that. I think my personality was a little bit boring on the show. I think I had a hard time watching it.
How dare you, Kim? Yeah.
No complaints from me today. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't change anything either if I were there.
I bet.
Yeah. How strongly did you consider trying to go to the end with Christina and Alicia? And at what point did you say, you know what, it's not even worth it?
It's not going to matter. Yeah, I definitely considered that. I always wanted to be really logical about that, and I really did adore Chelsea. And, you know, I wanted to take she and Sabrina to the end. At some point, I think I started to think, okay, so Chelsea and Sabrina have been with me this whole time. They have similar relationships with all the people on the jury, like I do, you know, different, but they same interactions, same lies, same betrayal, maybe not quite so in your face or behind the scenes, whatever, however you want to look at that. But Christina and Alicia started to feel like, just like, I don't know, like totally different, you know, it's like a whole different cat. So I was afraid that if I took Christina or Alicia, the people may just, I don't know, does that make sense? It just felt like this big unknown. Whereas with Chelsea and Sabrina, I felt like we'd kind of walked this similar path the whole time and they were going to get the same amount of anger or at least share some of the anger. Whereas Christina didn't really do anything to anyone.
No, I thought you made a good point last night of basically saying that, look, I'm either going to win this or I'm not going to win this because everybody's bitter and it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I do. And
people could have beat me.
No, because I think that a big problem on Survivor, and I know that I had this a lot, was, you know, you have so much time, you overthink things sometimes, and you did not fall into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that yacht trip was the moment for me. Like, I kind of just sat down, you know, and you eat and your mind kind of starts to work again, and you're like, okay, I mean, this is what it is. I've done what I've done, and it's either going to go my way or it's not. So I might as well just go with the people that I'd rather see win if I don't win, because if I don't win against them, I'm not going to win against, you know what I'm saying? So...
Yeah.
Maybe you don't.
How much, you know, you were able to, you had so many great manipulations that were sort of, you know, subtle things on the show, but they were huge parts of your victory. You got Troyzan buying into that Michael wanted to vote him out.
You got
Alicia believing that Tarzan was the mastermind. I mean, were you worried at all that anybody was going to compare notes on any of these manipulations that you had going out there?
You know, I think the thing with Troy and Mike, that worked because there was a lot of history behind that. Like, Troy and Mike hated each other from the very beginning. So that was me just playing into something I already knew existed. I knew Troy wouldn't go to Mike and say that. And no matter what Mike had said, Troy wasn't going to believe what Mike said, because Troy and I had a relationship. So just with the whole comparing notes thing, I think my... And I got in a little deeper than I meant to, and I think that was one of the scarier things for me in the game. But I wanted each side to genuinely believe that and know that I was playing the other side and that I was truly with them. So when they saw me talking with Christina and Alicia, Chelsea and Sabrina weren't like, oh, what's going on? Why are they talking? They knew. They were like, oh, she's playing them for us, you know, and vice versa. Yeah. So it just really worked with this group of people.
And again, Kim, one of the other brilliant things that I thought you did this season, and this is like, I'm gushing a little bit here, Kim. when you wanted Kat to stay, and you wanted to get rid of Sabrina, but you didn't have the votes. And rather than waste all of your political capital on trying to keep Kat in the game, you acquiesced to the will of the tribe, and you let them do what they wanted to do, even though it didn't really screw you up that much. And I thought that was a very good and a very under-the-radar thing that happened on your way to victory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks. It was kind of a win-to-say-win moment, you know? I think I definitely could have kept Kat that vote. I feel confident that I could have, but it just wasn't worth it at the end of the day. I didn't feel like it was a game-changing move for me. So
yeah.
Well done.
Well, thanks.
Now, it's one of the things that we were disappointed by this season. We had thought that we were going to get a lot more of...
You telling
people what animals they look like. And see, she's so well prepared. She knows what we're going to say even before we say it.
I'm really sorry. I think I did do animals. It just didn't make the cut, you know?
It didn't make the cut. Okay, real quick, a lot of people were asking us for this. Give us, what are the other cast members and what animals do they look like? And then you could say, what animal do I look like?
Oh, gosh. I have to look at a picture of you.
You don't know off the top of your head?
I have to be looking at a picture of you.
Okay, well, now you're losing points.
Colton is a panda bear.
Okay.
I can see it.
Chelsea's kind of like she's some sort of a bird, I think. Maybe like a duck, like a really pretty duck.
Oh, okay. Pretty duck.
Not an ugly duckling.
Yeah, no.
Tell me a name.
Okay, what about
Mike
Christina?
Mike is really something, but I can't think of Christina. God, you guys are going to catch me off guard.
You had 39 days to do nothing but this, Kim. You're too busy thinking about the game all the time.
Yeah, I was so disappointed in my animal abilities.
Yeah, this is a big letdown. Now,
can I sit down and then like send you an email with like people's pictures and then like the picture of the animal that I think they look like?
All right, we'll hold you to that,
and we'll read it on the next.
Yes,
podcast.
And then you can say what animal.
And I'll do you and Nicole as well, and I'll be very generous.
Oh, yeah, fantastic!
Yeah, very good.
Nicole how much? Be a
Ooh,
whoa!
Ooh,
easy, easy. Then with Tarzan, when he basically defected to the women, how much were you able to manipulate Tarzan, or was it basically just Alicia had him under her wing, and it was sort of just like by proxy you were controlling what he was doing?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I felt like he and Alicia definitely had this thing going, and she just kept saying, like, I got Tarzan, don't worry about that. And it was working. I mean, every time I said, okay, we'll tell Tarzan to vote for Christina, so they don't think that Christina and Alicia are voting with us or whatever. He did vote with us, and so that was really safe. And then at some point, he started coming to me, well, you know, that whole boss lady scene. Like, there started to be more conversations like that, and I don't think Alicia loved that. And so it just kind of got to this point with Tarzan where there is one time that I screwed up. It didn't make the edit, but I got kind of confused and I was talking with him and I said something that was off. about the vote, and it didn't make sense. Like, it's something that I should have said to Chelsea and Sabrina and not to Tarzan when I was playing both sides. And I think he got really suspicious of me, and it was right before that we went on the yacht reward. And I really feel like, you know, when that came back, it just something had to change, because I had a feeling that if we voted off Chelsea or Sabrina at that point, I wasn't making the final series. Yeah.
Now, Kim, you had a magic carpet ride all season long to get to the end. Everybody's very proud of you. Do you know what I'm going to ask you next? How good are you?
What's the question?
Okay, well, I didn't ask it yet. I wanted to know if you knew what it was.
I'm not that good.
Yes, you had a coronation last night. Have you thought about going back to the island and defending your title against some real competition, against some all-stars?
You know, I have a feeling if I go back, I'll just suck it up. But of course, I'm not going to say no to that. I'll go on Survivor anytime they want to take me.
Yeah, Kim, Kim, I think you'd do very well against the all-stars. I really do. I think you're a little under the radar, and I think you could sneak up on some people.
I feel like people give me too much credit. It was a good time. It went pretty easily for me. I'm really thankful it turned out the way it did.
I think you're the only survivor that has ever said
that. She's humble, and I think that's gonna help it. The survivors want to take out the other cocky survivors.
Yes.
She's doing a good job.
Yes.
Maybe when she gets off the phone, she's gonna be bragging about how she's gonna be like Alicia when she gets off the phone.
I'm awful behind the scenes. You guys should see me.
All right. Well, Kim, you're a good interview because you give a lot of good information and you talk fast.
Yes.
And we get to ask a lot of questions and get to know everything we need to know.
Yes, we love Kim.
Well, this is my favorite interview of the day, so I love you guys.
Oh, that's just, but I bet you're telling that to all the interviewers. This is your game.
We'll take it.
All right, Kim. Next season, we hope you come back and help break down Survivor 25 with us.
Sounds interesting.
Interesting. I'm like so noncommittal. All right, Kim.
I'm in. Anytime.
All right. Okay. That's what she told Tarzan too.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Nicole, there you have it. That was Kim Spradlin.
I was amazeballs.
Yeah, but she was a little noncommittal there with, do you want to come on the podcast again?
I think that means yes.
That means yes?
That means yes. She was giggly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask Kim if she was having any more luck meeting men now that she's single.
I have a feeling she's going to have a lot of luck meeting men.
The Finchler said that he wanted to get her on the next season of The Finchler.
He wants a piece of that.
He wants to get in there. All right.
Get it in there.
All right. Well, Nicole, the big Survivor One World finale show is just going to keep rolling along. All right. Next, we're going to talk to a woman who had a lot to say about this season. You know her from Blossom and the Big Bang Theory, Mayim Bialik.
Liar.
Oh, wait, no. No, instead, next we're going to talk to some random guy in the that he seems like he knows a thing or two about Survivor.
Some random podcast listener.
Yeah, some guy from... Or how about we're going to talk to somebody that was actually on the show. How about Sabrina Thompson?
I love it.
All right, let's talk to the second place finisher of Survivor One World. I am Sabrina T on Twitter, Sabrina Thompson.
Hey, Big Rob and Nicole, how are you?
Hey, Sabrina.
Sabrina, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I have the voice of a 50-year-old smoker from partying last night, but I'm good.
How were the parties? Good parties?
You know what? When you're in 4 and 5 inch stilettos, you know, you start to think, why do I do this to myself? But, you know, it's just good to see the cast or one last time. You never know when we'll be together. And you get to create a couple of nutty fans in there, but I totally love them. And it was just good. It was good to, it's kind of sad to see it come to an end, but really fun night.
All right, well, let's get into this a little bit, Sabrina.
So let's do it.
You came in, you're the official second place winner.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Finishing behind Kim, who got seven of the 9 votes. At any point, I want to know, Sabrina, did you ever consider maybe Kim shouldn't be in the final 3? How do I get rid of Kim since she's probably going to win the game?
Nope, not at all. I that's the number one question that I get asked. And it's like, oh my God, how come you didn't take her out? She's a complete beast. No, because the thing is, we're part of a nucleus, and Chelsea, in that nucleus, Chelsea and her were the closest, and if we were to take each other out, and we all had a point in time, we could have done it, we were literally the next person to go, and our longevity would have been cut short in the game. And so certain things, obviously, you didn't see, And so our best option, look, hey, to stick together all the way to the end and may the best woman win. And the pact that we made on day one literally held up all the way to the very end, despite what you saw, you know, people like, okay, maybe I have this option. At the end of the day, we wanted to look to our left and to our right. And even if we didn't win the money, I can honor and respect that this girl on the left or right got the money and would do something good with the money. And, you know, we're cut from the same cloth morally, and we all have good families that we come from, and we step outside of the game just a little bit. And some people may not respect that, like, oh, my God, you didn't play to win. And I think at the end of the day, for me personally, it boiled down to if the jury was bitter, I clearly would have won the game. But they were a bitterless jury, and mm-hmm. So clearly she won. She was very deserving. I don't regret one single thing I did, and especially for me to be thrust into this game with 3.5 weeks of preparation, I'm amazed.
Yeah. Well, Sabrina, how about this? Could you have maybe positioned yourself better with the jury as more of an alternative to Kim, as somebody who is like, look, Kim and Chelsea, they were doing this the whole time, but I was actually doing this. Would that have helped get more votes?
Well, you know, you guys know, you get on the show, and so they edit it down to fit into the time span of the show. That tribal council was ridiculously long. There were so many more questions that were asked. There was a lot more foreshadowing. I'm just like, wow, did this person vote for me? And so Kim and I talked about the votes after the game, and we could not sleep because we had said, okay, either I won by one vote or I lost by one vote. We thought it was going to be a little bit closer, so... it worked out how it worked out. But, I think I played the truest to my game as far as, like, should I have positioned myself differently. For me, it was about being authentic. And I think at the end of the day, the jury respects honesty. And Kim said, hey, I played the game, and this was my strategy. And I went in there and say, hey, this is my strategy. In real life, I'm not calculated, although this game may require it. But for me to last long, I'm very black and white in person. I'm very what you see is what you get. And either it works for me or it doesn't. I'm not one where I can keep up multiple lies. And some people may hate that part of me as not playing that part in the game. But for me, that's how I can be most consistent and effective, and some people respected it, some people didn't. So at the end of the day, really, it just came down, they were not a bitter jury at all. But you would never, like, if you were there at tribal council, especially right when Troy and Jay got voted off, the stares that were given to us, especially to Kim and to Chelsea, coming in each tribal council, it was horrible. Like, to the point they thought they needed security going back home on the plane. That's how bad it was. And we were just like, oh my God, like, are they serious? Are they playing with us? And so that's why I think she was just like, you know what? Let me just take the people in my original alliance. If they hate me, it doesn't matter who I take to the end.
Right.
Yeah. You needed a more bitter jury.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, of course, you know. But, you know, I...
Or a bitter jury would have worked in your favor.
Oh, any other season? I mean, come on. Yeah, I just needed a couple more bitter people, and my account would have a couple more zeros. I learned never to look back and question a lot of things. Everything has its order. Everything has, you know, it was designed for me to be on this show out of the blue. You know, it was ridiculous. And so certain people have waited 12 years to be on the show, like Troy Zan. And so certain parts of how I got on the show, I really didn't want to tell people because they were just like, oh, God, what are you doing up here? So, yeah, so for me to get second place and to lose to Kim, now if I would have lost to Christina or Alicia, oh, God. Like,
different.
I would be one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be horrible this morning. This conversation would be different. But she will go down as one of the best players ever to play the game, and I hate when I read blogs and say, oh, my God, this is a weak cast. Anybody? No. You, every cast has its own personality, and there are things that you guys see or don't see in the game, and we had some characters and some difficult personalities, and the fact that we were living within a 500 feet proximity of each other made scrambling damn near impossible, and she perfected the craft of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about this, from your CBS bio, and I know you said that, you know, you only had 3.5 weeks of preparation. Is this true that they were actually going to put another Sabrina Thompson on the show, and they were Googling her and found you?
Rob and Nicole, this is like crap you read about, okay? So, and everybody was like, oh, my God, is she pulling Denise? Is she really lying? Did she get, you know, laid off? Literally, last spring, around this time, like late May, I got a letter from Bloomberg and the education chancellor here in New York City saying, due to budget cuts, we have to lay off 6,000 teachers, 4,000 cops. And since I wasn't tenured yet, my name was on the list. I'm like, really? Because I used to be a TV producer for years. I took a pay cut to have more of a purposeful job, and I became a teacher. And so I said, wow, I didn't become a teacher to get laid off. Right. So anyway, I remember folding up the letter and saying, okay, Lord, really, what do you want me to do with this? A week later, I get a random email called TV Inquiry. I'm like, okay, are these some of my old buddies from TV? Like, what do they want? It says, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. I'm the lead casting producer for the hit show Survivor. We're 90% done with casting for our next season. However, we need two more women, preferably black or Hispanic, to fill the role. So I'm like, what? Like, is somebody punking me? And to make a long story short, the black lady, they had already met with these women. They liked them. Like, they were just creating electronic profiles to send to their higher uppers. And the black lady had the same exact name as me. I know who the other Sabrina Thompson is. I won't give it away. I've been knowing who it was, and I see people trying to figure it out. And they saw my bio when they Googled her, and they saw my picture. It's like, okay, there's an age difference. And the bio, like, she does a lot more. We like the Sabrina way better than this Sabrina. And they emailed me through the site, and literally the email I sent back, like, get the hell out of here, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then at the very end, I said, P.S., if this email has any validity, call me at this time tomorrow on this number. They did. The next week, I was out on the couch talking to Mark Burnett. 3 weeks later, I was out on the island.
There you go.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Craziness, right? Yeah. So for me to get this far, like, yeah. And what was truly a blessing is when I got back to the States, I got a notice saying they had some money left over in the budget, and they were able to hire me back again. But obviously, I don't want to go back to teaching the day after I get off the plane. So I took a month off, taught the fall semester. But the school is in such a horrible neighborhood. It's in Brownsville. And so there's no way I can teach and be on the show simultaneously during the same season. I would never make it to the finale to see it, because people would have this perception like, oh, she's on TV, maybe she has money. Right. And when in actuality, no one gets a check until after the show is done. And, you know, it's nothing for me to be teaching. The windows are up and I hear gunshots, you know.
Whoa.
They're Crips and Bloods. And you know, teachers have been attacked. Teachers have been shot at. And we walk in packs to the train station. And so I do it all for the love. And so I said, there's no way I can teach and be on TV at the same time. So I just took leave. And we'll see if I go back.
So Survivor was like a vacation for you.
Yeah.
It was, and it worked out. It was during the summer. Yeah.
And it was just like $100,000, like found money, right?
There's no guns here.
Yeah, $100,000 in 39 days. I'll take it.
Yeah. And I know you said that it was like a nucleus for you guys to all get to the final three together. But did you have any idea how much Kim was freelancing and how much Kim, like at final seven, she was trying to get you out because she wanted to go to the end with Kat? And I know she must have been telling you guys, oh, I'm just pretending to work with them, but it seemed like she really was.
She was thinking about it.
No, I knew she had multiple, I knew she had multiple deals with multiple sets of people. Again, we were in close proximity, and you can kind of see them kind of going off, and you can see the confidence in Kat and Alicia, and I'm just like, wow. But the thing is, Kim would come back and tell us a lot, like, look, guys, they think I'm going to final three with them. I told them this, that, and other. So she was very clear with us. And then she would, and so obviously during editing to hype it up, they would only show one part of the conversation. And so for the most part, I knew most of the conversation she had. If I was Chelsea, I would really, not Chelsea, if I was Kim, I would think twice about not taking me, because I have a pretty good rapport with the people that were out there in tribal councils and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But I think, she honored the true alliance that we had literally 4 or 5 minutes into this game. And I think, you guys know the level of paranoia out there. And the more deals that you make with people, the crazier it gets. And for me, I did not want to take multiple routes, whether or not that was, lack of gameplay or whatever, you call it what you want. For me, it was calling, I want to keep my sanity out here and think clear as possible, so let me just keep it down, keep it very simple.
Yeah.
Right. early on in the game, one of the big moves was you found the hidden immunity idol on the first episode, I think, and then you gave it to Colton, and basically that set off a chain of events that I'm sure none of us had any idea that that was going to get as crazy. I mean, what was your reaction to all of that?
Oh my God, did the demon come out or what? I think looking back at the shot, like, we had no clue he was as evil as what he was. There was a stipulation on the idol. I had to give it to someone by freaking sundown, going into the next tribal council. And I'm like, man, I don't even know half of these cats' names out here, and more or less giving it to someone. And so the only person that had really come over to the camp was Queen Colton. And but think about it. And at tribal council, someone asked me, what was your biggest move, you know? And I said, look, you guys forget about the beginning of the game. If I had not given it to Colton, gave it to someone a lot more rational, because I was hinting a little bit towards giving it to Jonas, who's rational compared to Colton, he would have never broke up the men, ever, and the game would totally be different.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know what? Colton's totally irrational, but he is smart. He instills the fear of God in people, into certain people. There's no way I don't think he would have pulled that stunt on some of the new Solani people. He duped people that were able to be duped in that crazy, dysfunctional Monano, second Monano tribe. And going into, there's a lot of conversation that wasn't said, and I said, look, you're going to take this idol. You have to do this, and you got to knock out some of the stronger guys, because neither you or I want to play with somebody like a Matt or Mike or Jay. And so he did what he had to do, and thank God, I would never wish sickness upon anyone, that cat left the game how he did. Mm-hmm.
And I know you very strongly felt that Tarzan should have gotten his family visit. What was it like, living with Tarzan for all of this time towards the end of the game?
Jesus Christ, Jesus.
Honestly, I had such a love-hate relationship. We had at least 5 arguments, and they never showed any of them. Because, I didn't play into the strategy of the game. I understand I had to tell a story. And so I was talking to Tarzan yesterday. He was like, man, I'm so glad I didn't show. I was like, yeah, because you would have came across as a total ass, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I learned so much from him. He's absolutely brilliant, but just socially inept at the same time. He does not know how to act without his wife being present. And he's like an old fart. He really is. But he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. You don't understand half the words that are coming out of his mouth. If you sit there and listen to him long enough, you can pick up some context clues and get the gist of what he's saying. But, yeah, we had plenty of debates about Democrats and Republicans and taxes and all that craziness. And people would just get up and walk away. I was like, this should be the Tarzan Sabrina talk show. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sabrina T. Well, thanks so much for coming on with us. I'll let you head back to sleep for a little bit.
Okay, thank you, Rob and Nicole. I listen to you guys every week, so it was a pleasure.
Keep in touch, Sabrina.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. And hopefully I can meet you guys one day. I'm right here in the city. Aren't you guys in New York?
No, we're in L.A.
Oh, my God. I so thought you were in New York.
I know. We're from New York.
One of these days I'll be out there.
All right, Sabrina. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sabrina.
All right, there you have it, Nicole Sabrina Thompson.
She's pretty amazing.
She didn't care if she won or not. What are you going to do? What are you going to nitpick?
You know what? She came in second place. That's pretty good off of a Google
search.
Somebody
says, look, I didn't care who won, who lost. What are you going to say? Well, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, that's the next best Google search after Jay.
No. Maybe somebody was Googling for the other Jay Byers, and that's how they got him.
Oh, I'll have to take a look.
All right, easy, easy. All right, so how about this, Nicole? There was another member of the final three last night, somebody to enter the prestigious no-vote club,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea Meisner,
yes.
A big favorite of yours this season.
Especially her boobs.
Stop it.
They're nice.
Stop it. Nicole, get control of yourself.
I'm good. Spray me.
Spray you?
With the hose.
All right, Nicole. So we're going to talk with Chelsea and ask her about what she thought about last night's finale. How about now?
What's up?
Chelsea, how are you doing?
Hey, Chelsea.
I'm doing wonderful.
Chelsea, you sound very low. Are you are you tired? Are you hungover this morning?
Long night partying?
Honestly, something happened. Like, as soon as I landed in New York, I got sick, and I don't know if it's like the dirty air here or what, but I have the worst sore throat. I've had like 3 nosebleeds since I've been here.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
too much partying.
And then going out and, you know, getting home late drinking, that doesn't help. So I'm just, like, pooped right now. But
yeah,
I'm so excited to hear from y'all because I listen to y'all's stuff all the time. I think y'all are so cool. So.
Oh, well, Chelsea, sucking kneecaps.
Yeah,
oh, very
love
good.
That.
Chelsea, well, we're very happy to talk to you. We enjoyed watching you all season. Who knew you were the stone-cold hard-ass all season?
Yeah, who knew? And honestly, like... of course, there's stuff that they're not going to show that didn't make, you know, the show. But for the most part, I feel like, I don't know, that final tribal, it made it seem like I was this huge bitch. And that's really not how it was. I think that was people's reasoning for not voting for me was that, you know, I was a little more to myself than Kim was. And I didn't make all these, you know, great relationships with everyone out there. And I, you know, my final statement kind of had my reasoning for that. So, you know, hopefully people don't see the final show as me being, you know, the brat or whatever, but.
Well, I don't think that at least nobody that we talked to came away from that thinking that you were just the bitch or anything like that. So I wouldn't worry about that. But I guess I do want to know, Chelsea, why do you hate people?
Was that not ridiculous? Like, come on. And
what, do you hate
they
Christina?
Didn't show this because after that statement, and after I said what I did, I go, okay, that's done. I said, get off the stage.
Whoa.
Like, yes.
Okay. They saved you a little bit with that.
And, Christina and I, we'd never had the best relationship out there. But the reason why people didn't see that, because I think that comment confused a lot of people watching it. Christina and I never got along, but we didn't. It's not like we fought or bicker. We just kind of knew that. You know, we weren't really going to be BFF, so we just kind of kept our distance from each other. You know, and on the show, there's no way to portray that because we didn't really fight or anything. It's just we kept our distance. So her saying that, and Jeff came up to me after the show, and he, like, gave me a big hug, and he goes, that comment was so uncalled for. She was just trying to get a reaction out of you, and you answered, you know, the best way you could have, so don't take that to heart.
We'll ask her what she meant when we talk to her.
Ask her. I'd like to know.
We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. now, what about you were so moved by Tarzan last night. This changed things up in your life, and now you're going to find a love connection maybe with Jay Byers. Is that right?
Oh, God. That is every single interview. That's like the number one question. I think Jay and I, being from the same town, we knew a lot of the same people, and it's just easy because we live very close together. But we are just friends. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it, and we'll be friends forever. But that's all it is. I hate it.
Nicole,
he's my Google
friend. Yeah, Nicole keeps saying that she wants to be just friends with Jay Byers, and she keeps Googling his pictures.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, there's some little risque shots of him.
Yeah, it's my screensaver.
very inappropriate. I'm sorry you have to hear this, Chelsea. Now, Chelsea, are you standing up or sitting down to do this interview?
I am standing looking out of my New York City window at some workers that are, like, cleaning windows.
You're a big stander.
Do what?
You're a big stander. Did Jeff have any issues with you standing to give your statements at Tribal Council?
No, I didn't know it was going to be that big of a deal, but they had to, like, stop and change all the camera angles, so then I felt bad, and I was like, well, I'll sit, and he's like, well, no, now we've already moved them, and it was like this big deal. So then I felt bad, but I had a couple people come up to me afterwards. I had Jonas and Troy, and they were like, man, that was awesome that you stood up and addressed us like that. And, you know, we really do respect everything that you said.
I don't know, Chelsea. I think that's a questionable source, that Jonas has already established that you were the hottest girl on the final three.
Yeah. Creepy Creeperson.
Did that was that awkward?
No, I love Jonas. We became really good friends. I think even, like, he's one of the people that called me after, you know, some of the episodes, and he was like, I had no idea that you, you know, fought to keep me around. I had no idea. And that was probably my biggest fault in the game, is that there was people that had no idea that I tried to keep them around. And they even said, you know, things might have gone a little differently had we known that that you tried to keep us there. And, you know, on the other side of that, had they have stayed, I probably would have been done so. So it was like Kim was the voice of reasoning, and luckily, mm-hmm. you know, we kind of stuck with who she thought should go because, you know, if it were up to me and all the guys still stayed around, then I would have been screwed at the end, so...
Now, Chelsea, I know you worked very closely with Kim the whole way through. I don't think you ever had any thoughts about getting rid of Kim, correct?
I did, but at the same time, I thought, okay, people know that we're a pair, and if she is gone, I'm the very next one on the chopping block.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but I knew she had final three talk with every single person out there, so there wasn't one person that didn't feel like Kim was on their side. And there was a lot of people that knew that I wasn't on their side. So I knew if I went up to them and said anything about getting Kim out, they'd go straight to her, and then I'd be gone. So it was just a fear thing. It was just, you know, it was scary for me to make that big of a move. And I knew that I trusted her, and with the things that she was telling me, that I could possibly make it to the end with her. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't really feel that secure with anyone else.
No, I get that. Now, did you know that she had so many conversations with other people about potentially getting rid of you?
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. I thought that when it came down to just the last couple people that she had to kind of make that move because everyone was scared that she was going to be taking me to the end, so they were wanting to get rid of me. But, you know, after that, she went on that reward challenge, and she came, when it was between me and Tarzan, she came straight over to me and was honest and was like, listen, you're the talk right now, but if there's any way that I can convince Alicia that Tarzan's playing her and he's got to go, then you're going to be fine. And luckily, that's how it went. But, I mean, if it weren't for her that night, I would have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I mean, that's a lot of what, you know, at the final tribal, I was, and there's a lot that you don't see, but... My first statement was, like, I wouldn't still be in this game if it weren't for my alliance with Kim. Like, we've had a very strong friendship. We've connected since day one, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for her. And, of course, the whole show, which I've gotten, you know, called out for this, but I'm all about who's more deserving. And I can't
yes.
stand watching a whole season of Survivor and getting to the end and somebody winning, and you're just like, ugh. Womp womp, like, you know, it's like it makes the whole season suck, you know. It's like I feel like I couldn't stand up there and convince the jury that I was more deserving of $1 million than she was, and I wasn't even gonna try. I mean, and I've caught hell for that, but
yeah,
that's how it went, and that's how I was brought up. Those are my morals, and I'm sticking by it, and I don't regret anything. Mm-hmm. So.
No, that was a big thing that jumped out. I know you said that a lot about who was deserving. And I get that about Christina, but I didn't understand why you felt like Troyzan wasn't deserving of somebody. I mean, it seemed like he was playing the game hard. He was strategizing.
No,
you said,
I
told him,
not,
take it like a man.
Yeah, I did not think. And I wanted him and Jay to stay around. And I said that I wanted to play this game longer with Jay and Troy, but I'd be an idiot to try to go to the end with them. I mean,
you love money.
That's right. That's when I finally clicked, like, what the hell am I doing? Like, and I knew that I'd probably have better friendships with the guys out there than the girls just because that's how it is in my everyday life. But luckily I had, like I said, Kim, the voice of reason. I was like, Chelsea, come on. And so that's at the point I was like, okay, I'm being an idiot. Like, these guys have got to go. And Troy tried everything he could. He was lying to people, telling them I was saying this and that. And at that point, I was like, all right, Troy, like, enough's enough. Now you're lying about me, and we can't be having that. And
mm-hmm.
I think he knew that of course he knew he was on the chopping block. And so I just wanted him, instead of lying to everyone about stuff that me and Kim were saying, and of course that's, like, how you play the game, and he really was trying to do anything he could to stay around, but I just... He had to go, or Kim and I were going to be next.
Yeah. Did you get a sense that anybody was going to vote for you and then didn't? Not even Jay Byers threw you a vote?
I wasn't shocked.
What's up
with that? I wasn't shocked at all that I didn't get any votes. I think it's because our jury saw, especially after, like, Kat's speech that she made, my initial speech about, you know, that Kim, there's no way that I could sit up there and say that I am more deserving than Kim. Those speeches combined, I just think everyone saw the bigger picture. Like, we can't be bitter about this. Like, this is who deserves to win this game. And I think the only reason why Troy and Leaf didn't vote for Kim is because I think Troy was just so pissed that he got played, and he really was expecting to go out there and be the winner of Survivor. And I think he was just so blown away that he was not the winner, and he just
still blown
handle
away.
It and screw Kim and her BFF. And
yeah, he's like Hatch.
And honestly, like, supposedly he and Sabrina had some, like, friendship out there, which I never saw. So at Final Tribal, like, we were shocked that people were even considering Sabrina. I was like, I love Sabrina death. I think she's great, but it shocked us. I mean, I thought it was going to be, like, a no-brainer that everyone was going to vote for Kim. And, you know, Leaf made some comment about Sabrina going and doing some prayer with him, and that's why he voted for her, but... I don't know. That's just how it went down.
Well, we don't know what Leaf's talking about most of the time.
When he does talk.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
Now, we saw you had a little bit of friction out there with Tarzan. Of course, it's like, who can forget the it's not poop, it's dirt gate with throwing the underwear in the boiling pot of water with your underwear. And then he accused you of having a animosity towards him because you hate your plastic surgeon. So why did Tarzan picking on you?
Honestly, like, he got into it with everyone. And if you watch, like, some of the videos, like, the secret scenes on CBS, it shows him and Sabrina getting into it and him calling Lucia a bitch. And for some reason, I guess the confrontation between Tarz and I was the most entertaining of all of it.
So they
decided to air that, which, that's fine. And honestly, those are probably the only two times that we really got into it. And after that point, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to keep my distance from this. I mean, it's honestly the same thing I did with Christina. Like, I don't get along with this person, so I'm just not going to talk to him and just keep my distance from him. What a stupid way to play Survivor, because, you know, at the end, it's going to come down to those relationships. And I just was kind of like, screw him. Like, I'm not going to sit here and argue with somebody all day long. You know, I'll just go ignore him and, you know, do my own thing. And unfortunately, that's where I went wrong, but... I really do respect Tarzan. I think he's crazy as shit, but, I mean, I think he does have a good heart.
Yeah. And, you know, the game you sort of set the tone early in the game for this men versus women, going all the way back to Roostergate. With the rooster, Matthew J. Quinlan. Did you feel like that was sort of like a line in the sand, the chicken-rooster controversy that sort of really did divide the men and women even further the whole time?
I do. I think because, I mean, that was on day one, and there was already, like, an argument between the men and women, and the women prevailed, and it was like, okay, like, there was, you know, chickens running around, and I think it with all of us running around, and oh my god, like, I caught both of them and brought them back to the girls, and, you know, they were all pissed because Matt, I guess Kat said that on the bus at the very beginning when we were grabbing stuff off the bus, she had one of the water containers in her hand, and he ripped it out of her hand, and, like, she had this huge bruise across her arm, and when she showed me, and I didn't know that, and she showed me that, she was like, don't give him a chicken.
Oh, my God.
So,
from Matt? Matt did that?
Yeah.
We'll have to talk to him about this.
And so at that point, I was like, okay, you know, I'm sticking with the girls. There's no negotiating. Like, screw them. They got all of our stuff off the bus. And, yeah, at that point, it was like, bring it on. And you can tell in my interviews, and I was like, you know, we're going to stick together, and we're going to be this big ball of badassness, and we're just going to take them down. And, you know, at the beginning, there was a lot of talk and not much action on that. But,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
At the end, it all worked out.
Yeah. Chelsea, I know you got to go soon. One last question. Were you excited to find out how big of a Survivor fan Blossom is?
Blossom. I couldn't believe that. But yeah, that was awesome. She actually came to whatever, the green room or whatever. We were all sitting in there, and she was talking to us, and she was asking us all kinds of questions, like stuff about Colton, and she really gets into it. So yeah, that was really cool.
All right, Chelsea. Whoa. Well, yeah, like Joey Lawrence. Anyway, so thanks so much, and we really enjoyed watching you this season. And yeah, keep in touch and let us know what you're doing after Survivor.
Awesome, sounds great. It's really good talking to y'all.
All right, take care,
Chelsea.
All right, bye.
All right, Nicole. There you have it. That was Chelsea Meisner.
Wowzer.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, Chelsea. She's not just the hard ass stone cold killer.
And she does like people.
And she likes people. She doesn't hate people.
Yes.
Okay, so Nicole, we got one last exit interview to do for Survivor One World. Do you know, Nicole, this is the first time ever that we have completed the set. Survivor One World is the first season that we have done a podcast.
Fighting.
No, that's not true. It's the first season that we have ever talked to every single person on the show.
That deserves a wowzer.
There you go.
Yeah.
It only took 24 seasons, but we finally did a podcast with every single person on a season of Survivor One World.
Okay, we've only been podcasting on 6 of them, though.
Oh, well, really, this is only 5. but who's counting?
Obviously
who's
not me.
Who's counting? All right, we've only done the exit interviews for 4.
Yes, I knew that.
Okay. So, that being said, let's bring you one last exit interview for Survivor One World. It's Alicia Rosa and Christina Cha. Ladies, are you there?
Wait, I'm trying to get a really quiet area. It's really loud in this hotel. It's really loud.
Oh my God! Okay. We're on with Christina and Alicia, and they're walking in a loud hotel.
Hey,
you're on with Rob and Nicole.
Oh no!
We're live. We're live.
Sounds like a party.
Like that. Now you're gonna get the crazy hail now on the finger going.
Uh oh. All right. So Alicia Rosa, Christina Cha, Team Cha Cha, back together. You guys are never apart.
I know. I can't get rid of her. I'm just kidding.
I'm the La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha.
You can't get rid of her.
And Miss Puerto Rico.
Right. Give me my crown.
Yes. All right. So I don't even know where to start with you two. Are you guys friends?
You can start with that hideous bikini top. Let me clarify those panties, too.
Now, why? You're having second thoughts about what you wore on Survivor?
I mean, next time if I play, I'm going to wear a sports bra and some grandma panties and call it a day.
Why ever? That's what made you so popular.
It is true.
You're right. If J-Lo can make a buck on her booty, why can't I?
Yeah. All right. So you guys are friends now. I know you guys had a lot of animosity during the show. Have you guys buried the hatchet, or is this all still you're just pretending to like each other still?
No, I like Christina. I think what set it off was that I really wanted to play the game, and I knew that, like, if I was going to play this game, I needed to work together with her and really, you know, secure my spot. But I don't hate her or anything like that. I think we have a really loving cast who we all adore and have fallen in love with, so...
Rob, I can't stand her. I'm just kidding. No, really. We actually have a really great chemistry with our whole entire cast. And yeah, we came at a really rocky point in the beginning. But, you know, psychologists say...
One at a time.
Sorry. You know what it was? It was this biatch trying to tell me how to make the rice. You know, I'm Puerto Rican. You don't tell me how to make the rice. I think that's what put us on the edge.
You don't think an Asian girl knows how to make rice? Seriously?
Rice off.
This is not good.
We got it right the first time. We got it right the first time with our flavoring and seasoning.
And then the white girl tried to get in and try to make rice, and we're like, hell no.
Rice wars.
Rice war.
Yeah. And who was making crispy rice? Nobody this season. Okay, so all right, so Christina, so then you did not take any offense when Alicia said that you had an IQ that was 0?
You know, I was actually really shocked when Alicia said that because, like I said, like in the beginning we had a really rocky point, but like towards the end when we merged everything and went to Tiziano, you know, we made amends with each other.
Yeah, this was like 2 weeks ago.
I saw a different side of Alicia and everything. I'm sorry?
This was only like two episodes ago.
No, that's what you see in the episodes, but, you know, we actually
laughing.
Made a pact when Colton was gone and everything, and I wouldn't even think about that, because I saw actually a different side, which is not shown in any of the show, a compassionate side of Alicia, and, I was actually quite shocked, because I didn't think of her that way. I mean, I was just shocked out of anything. So.
Yeah, and Alicia, do you take this back? What do you think Christina's IQ really is? Now, don't just give us what do you think?
Right, I still think mine is higher. I'm just messing with you.
Now, Alicia, you said that you were, the mastermind. You were running this game. You said you and Kim were exactly the same thing. But I felt like you really blew the game for yourself when you voted out Tarzan this week.
I did. I mean, that is my million-dollar mistake there. I really think I could have given Kim a run for her money. I totally messed that up. I mean, I was controlling Tarzan's vote. The minute we got back to when we merged, Tarzan told me, he goes, I'm over these guys. You can have my vote. Just tell me what to do. And I was like, oh, my God, did that just really happen? And then I knew Christina was in the outs, and I knew no one wanted to work with her. So I was like, Christina, I know you want to be part of this woman's team. Let's do this. So I really felt that I secured myself really well. And then to win immunity and then not to make those girls draw rocks. I mean, like, how dumb was I? Like, for real, that was like, I really thought that I had all the power in the world, and then I blew it. I completely blew it.
I don't even think you would have had to draw rocks. I think Kim would have sided with you guys and then voted out either Chelsea or Sabrina.
I asked her, and you're absolutely right. I asked Kim what she would have done. She said that she would have given it up if I didn't budge, and she said that, but she still would have came after me with her immunity necklace and played me with that. That's what she said she would have done. But I honestly think I should probably either. I would have had to have won that challenge, which I think I would have done really well in that challenge because, I mean, I'm not athletic, but I can do those crazy ones, you know, like with a steady hand. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows, right? But you think you're good at everything. So we don't know. But you believe in yourself. That's important.
Touché. Touché. Yeah. At least she's saying it in the appropriate context. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Now, Alicia, now, why did you want any part of Kim in the final three? I didn't understand why. I liked what you were doing.
Okay, I'll explain that because I don't understand why the hell would I want to. Those men were so bitter that they just out of despite and of having a man at the final three, they would have voted Tarzan easily. Mm-hmm. So I will say this, Tarzan would have never taken him to the final three. However, I did get rid of him way too prematurely, and that messed my game up completely.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Christina, did you think that it was fairly shown last night? Because it did seem like on the show that you sort of just rolled over and died, not like the La Cucaracha
that we know
and expected. And it seemed like Jeff was really on your case too at that tribal council where you went out.
You know, I knew that I was completely defeated after I lost the immunity challenge. I mean, I lost my only ally, Alicia. I mean, I didn't build any relationship with Sabrina and Chelsea. I mean, I did, but not to the point of like, let's strategize and let's work together on a possibility of things to work out where we could go to the final three. I mean, it's quite close to impossible to change someone's mind, especially the fact that they made an alliance since the first episode, day one, together. Chelsea, Kim, and Sabrina made a pact from day one. So to even like make them change their mind, I knew the only hope I had was to win immunity. And I don't know if you guys noticed, I was pretty darn close to beat Kim there. I was like neck and neck, and that was like me going all balls out, going like, do or die, I have to do it. And after I lost it, I was just thinking to myself, crap. So this is it. I have a choice. Do I make myself look like an idiot and an a-hole and just try to say, hey, I don't deserve to be in the final three, so why don't you guys put me out there? I didn't feel that I didn't deserve it. I really felt that I deserved to be up there. I mean, I was the underdog. I worked my way all the way to the top. But I didn't want to say that because I didn't feel that. And if anything, I really felt like I was completely defeated. And there was no way to make it budge with Kim, Chelsea, and Sabrina. I talked to them after consoling with them. They just said that there is no way that they made that alliance from day one, and that's what it is.
Yeah, Alicia, what did you think of all that?
I would have gone down with the fight, and you know that.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Yeah, that was not the way Alicia would have handled that.
I would have been like, bitch, please. I'm just kidding.
Now,
not really. But
Now, Alicia, we've saw you all season long, and you know, a lot of people enjoyed your antics. A lot of people were offended by you. Did you have any trouble at your job? I know you're a teacher. You work with special needs students. Did anybody say anything about you on the show that this is not somebody that we want? Working with children, anything like that?
I have an amazing school who loves and adores me, and knows the real Alicia, and no. As much as everybody wants me to be fired, they are not firing me. I still have a job. And, I mean, they're awesome. They have stood behind me throughout this whole entire thing. So, yeah. I almost wanted to tweet a picture of my evaluation, and I wanted to say, suck it. Yeah.
Were you offended that Jeff accused you of bullying Christina?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Were you offended that Jeff was accusing Alicia? Jeff, I'm sorry. Alicia, were you offended that Jeff was accusing you of bullying Christina on the reunion show?
You know what? I was a little upset about that because that's not what I did. I really, truly feel like Colton and I, like, played up this role. Like, we wanted to be the bad girls, you know? And
oh, you were.
Instead, at the finale... I said, you know, there's a fine line, and it shouldn't be at the expense of others, and I think I went too far. You know, I think in the moment, you're thinking, oh, you're funny, and this is going to come out funny, but when you sit there and you watch it,
yeah.
It is disgusting, and, you know, and to do that to Christina was not cool. So, yeah, I mean, there's no excuse. I can't blame it on the edit. I can't say those things. I mean, it is what it is. I said those things, and I could only own up to it.
And Christina, you forgive Alicia for everything?
Of course. I mean, okay. I do. And you know what the thing is? I know everyone's like, hey, you just gave up $1 million. You know what? I was able to transform two people.
People
I was
were
able
like
to change Colton and Alicia. And I really believe that Alicia genuinely, you know, have learned from this whole experience and everything. And she... has been transformed by this, especially by Colton, too. I mean, me taking my action in a peaceful route is how I wanted to play the game. I didn't want to be known as the villain. I wanted to be known as the hero of the game. You know, I understood the situation. Yeah, I was basically the pawn playing chess in a game of chess. So...
I was basically
it was the pawn, and I was taking the rook, which was Alicia. She was the rook, and I was just like, "Go rook! I'm going right behind you because I have nothing else left that's out there."
Well, I don't play chess, so I'm gonna have to say, "Bitch, please."
Alicia. And then the other question I had for you was you turned on Kat very quickly. Do you have any second thoughts about deciding to get rid of Kat and go join Kim and Chelsea?
That whole situation, I feel really bad because Kat and myself and Kim were a three talk from day one, as well as whoever else Kim talked to. But, you know... this is what Kat did, and they didn't show this. Well, they did show Troy whispering in here, do it. So then we knew all the guys were rooting for her. And then Kat's dumb self comes back to Kat, and she's like, oh, well, those men are not mad at me because I didn't do the dirty work. And we all looked at each other, you know what? You're right. You're going home. She said that. They didn't show that. But she kind of just, you know, did it to herself. And she remembers her saying that. And also, we knew she was going to play up the scar. We didn't know what it was. We knew that because she lied to us and said she got into a ski accident. And I was like, please, girl. Okay, no ski accident.
Yeah.
Bitch, please.
Bitch, please.
Oh, no. Did we lose you guys?
No, we're laughing.
Okay. What is this coming out? You know, we follow everything very closely on Twitter. Alicia, you have an album dropping?
Yes, what is this?
What is going on? And it's free?
I'm releasing a single on iTunes this week. It should be up and ready to buy on Wednesday, and hopefully I get people to, you know, hear it. It's a great song. It's a reflection of my experience on here, and it's a different side that people didn't get to see, but my cast members saw. I mean, I was the radio on the island. I sing to them every morning, and it sucks because I was just as fun and kooky as Kat was, and I got the bitch edit, so it's not fair.
Oh, you're like Chase Rice. All right. So what do we search for? We just search for Alicia Rosa on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Alicia Rosa on Wednesday. It's called, the song's called Free.
Ooh, can you create a Rob Has a Podcast jingle?
Can I do what?
Yeah, could we get a theme? Could you write a theme song for Rob Has a Podcast?
For, Alicia. Oh, you want us to sing? Oh, you want me to sing?
Yes,
okay,
do it.
Okay. Do you want me to sing my single, a sneak peek? Or do yes, you want me to bust out with some Christina Aguilera stuff?
No, don't do Christina Aguilera, because we don't have the rights for that.
All right. I love doing Lady Mama Live. That's my go-to song.
No, I'll do it.
Do your song. Sneak preview for the listeners.
I'll do my song. I'll do a little bit. I'll give you the hook. I'll give you the chorus. It goes, Free like a bird in the sky, free like an airplane flying high. Oh, free, free from what you think of me. You will never get the best of me. I like the wind, I'm blowing in a new direction. It's a cool pop song. It's Miley Cyrus, The Climb meets, you know, Alicia from the Block.
So, yeah, there you go. But you need to add in the lyric, you'll never get the best of me unless you're Kim.
Yes. That's the remix.
And that, you got to keep it real.
You know, that's the remix.
You know what? You want to bust my balls? I'm about to bust yours. What is up with your Twitter? You have hate. Hating me this whole season.
I don't know. No. I comment on what I see on the show. I don't hate anybody that's on Survivor.
I'm like, oh great, I have to do Rob Has a Podcast today.
See that you're doing.
Reamed me. I already knew it.
I didn't ream anybody. Yeah.
PC about this, Rob. You've been really nice.
I do what I can. Thank you, Christina. You're very good sport, always.
Yes.
All right. Well, I know you guys got to go, but thanks so much for coming on. Anytime you guys want to, further get into any more of this stuff, we'd love to hear from you.
So
and good luck with the single.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Right. Take care, guys.
Absolutely, Rob. And then, right.
I promise that if I play again, I'll be more covered up.
All right.
No, we like the blur.
We like it. All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks.
All right, Nicole, there you have it. That was Alicia Rosa and Christina Cha, hashtag Team Cha Cha.
Yeah, I think they forgot I was there.
No, they did not forget that you were there. They did not.
Okay.
All right. So that was it for Survivor One World.
That was amazing.
Thank you guys so much, everybody who listened to us over the course of this season. It flew by so fast. I mean, these Thursdays when I basically wake up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and sit in my computer until about 11 o'clock at night.
It's true.
I don't know. They've all flown by. This week it's been a little, you know, I've gotten a little chance to recap some of the stuff from this season. I've been cutting together the Survivor One World highlight show.
Ooh,
of all the podcasts that we've done over this season. That's going to be up later in the week, a little retrospective to see the Survivor ground that we're covering before we move on to talking about Survivor 25. But a lot of stuff to do between now and then. We've got a good lineup coming. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop right now.
Unstoppable.
Like Alicia.
Uh-huh.
So I have a album that's dropping next week.
Uh-huh. Can you sing a little for us?
Yeah. I can only sing parodies. Okay, so, you know, we said last night we're going to start working The Bachelorette into the rotation.
Yes.
We're going to talk about America's Got Talent.
Yes.
A lot to do, and we still have the Celebrity Apprentice to wrap out on this season. So a lot coming up in the next couple of weeks. Yes. Plus, the return of Rob Has a Love Cast.
Ooh,
in the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Or so. That's always fun. Do a nighttime spree cast.
Light your candles and make some babies. Rob Has a Love Cast.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to make babies. That's maybe part of the problem.
Yeah.
And we're very excited to announce the return of the Friggin' Five coming this summer. We're thinking Thursdays in place of the Survivor podcast, we'll put up the Friggin' Five podcast. And don't forget the Rob Has a Web Show every Wednesday.
I'm so excited for the Friggin' Five to come back.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite shows to do.
It's a fun show to do.
Yes, and you let me drink.
And you can have a drink. plus, this summer, we're also going to do, I haven't officially announced this yet. Last summer, we did the top 20 Survivor all-time player list. You guys voted and said Parvati was the number one player of all time. This summer, but getting ready for Big Brother, we will do, I'm not sure if it's going to be top 15, top 20, top 10, whatever it's going to be. We're going to do the top Big Brother player of all time fan vote.
Okay.
To get ready for Big Brother 14, which kicks off in early July.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And that's going to occupy a lot of our time.
And we're going to talk a lot about Big Brother. Make sure when it comes time to get your Super Pass set up, we'll have a link set up to get your Super Pass through Rob Has a Website. And we'll have plenty of Big Brother content for you guys and plenty of live shows talking about it all. I feel like there's more that I'm forgetting about.
I'm sure you'll remember later.
Yeah.
Luckily, you have a Twitter.
Yes. And so follow us on Twitter to stay tuned. Don't just leave us. You know, I know some people that, you know, they're not going to listen to us again until you know,
Survivor.
Comes time for a Survivor preview. But you know, I think you're missing out. We're going to do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. At least follow us on Twitter at Rob Cesternino, at Nicole Loves Shoes.
Yeah. And when any news in the Survivor world breaks, we are your go-to resource.
We break it.
Yes, we break it and we report on it.
Uh-huh.
And all that good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so thanks everybody so much for listening and subscribing throughout this season. And we're looking forward to another Survivor season with you in September. But we got plenty of stuff between now and then. And thanks so much to all of the interns that helped with doing all the research on this Survivor season. I could not do this show without their help.
Yes, they are fantastical.
Fantastical, yeah. And Nicole, what about you? What are you working on this summer?
I have my website, that prettyfitchick.com. We have a webcast coming up.
Whoa.
A live show, so let me know if you guys are interested in that.
Will we see a return of Nicole Has a Girl Cast?
Possibly.
Possibly, if enough people ask for it?
If enough people ask for it, if I get a plethora of requests.
Yeah, okay. A plethora of requests. Okay, and then Nicole Has a Girl Cast?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Maybe Julie Berry wants to come over, Nicole.
Ooh la la. And she wants to drink martinis, too.
I think Julie Berry would be a good Nicole Has a Girl Cast
guest.
Yes,
and she likes to do yoga, too.
I think this sounds like a perfect fit. Okay. All right. So, everybody, thank you so much. Yeah, keep follow us on Twitter at Rob Cesternino, at Nicole Loves Shoes, and we'll be back on Wednesday with Rob Has a Web Show at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Talk to you guys then.
Bye, guys.